everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code BEN, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz. Ben Ferguson with you. Senator, we've got a lot to chat about tonight, and including this bill and funding over the Ukraine war. I want you to walk us through what happened. But before we get to that, there is some news that deals with the impeachment inquiry into the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And there are people that are giving testimony now in a shocking opening statement from Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski is someone that knows the Biden crime family. He's an individual that was a whistleblower before Election Day to remind people of that. And then he went and sat down with the FBI for several hours. He had multiple electronic communication devices, cell phones. He had documents. He had everything about the Biden crime family, and not a single person ever followed up with him. Not only that, no one at the DOJ, none of the special prosecutors, none of those that were investigating at the IRS ever contacted him for anything that he had about the Biden crime family, a family that he worked with extensively. He also confirmed he had meetings with Joe Biden, and then he had an opening statement today that was remarkable. Tell everybody about what all he said.
Well, in his opening statement, here's what Tony Bobulinski said, and I want you to focus in particular on how much he is talking about Joe Biden, not Hunter. The media, the Democrats, want to make it all about Hunter, but I want you to focus on how much this is about Joe Biden's personal corruption. Here's what he said. Quote, I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I have subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was, quote, the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out to foreign actors who were seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. He was an enabler, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability. The only reason any of these international business transactions took place, with tens of millions of dollars flowing directly to the Biden family, was because Joe Biden was in high office. The Biden family business was Joe Biden, period. Other key players have made this point clear as well. Hunter Biden himself has adamantly stated in a variety of communications, as did another Biden family business associate, Devin Archer, in his testimony last year. Foreign nationals on the other side of these transactions, including from China, Ukraine, and Romania, have also explained how and why these transactions took place. Once again, I would call that evidence extensive. And then Bobulinski gets into some details focusing on China. Quote, the Chinese Communist Party, through its surrogate, China Energy Company Limited, or CEFC, a CCP-linked Chinese energy conglomerate, successfully sought to infiltrate and compromise Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden White House. The process started in the fourth quarter of 2015 and continued through when Joe Biden left office in January 2017 to March of 2018, when CEFC Chairman Yi was detained for corruption in China, never to be seen again. Note that on October 21st, 2015, Joe Biden announced that he would not seek the presidency in 2016. It is not a coincidence that CEFC's aggressive approach to the Biden family happened around that time. It is also not a coincidence that CEFC used the Biden family's weakest link, Hunter Biden, and the promise of large sums of money to the tune of tens of millions of dollars initially, and eventually the profits from investing billions of dollars in the United States and around the world.
You hear that, and this opening statement is one that shocked me because it's clear that Tony Bobulinski is saying, I need everyone to know this. I witnessed it. I saw it. I was there for it. And no one is listening to what happened here in our government. No one's sitting down and asking me any of these questions. Thank you for having me to basically Congress to tell you what I've been trying to tell the American people and the authorities. And that is the most shocking part of all.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. The 6 o'clock news doesn't cover this. The Washington Post doesn't cover this. The New York Times doesn't cover this. Let me read you some more from this opening statement because every paragraph is a bombshell. It continues, quote, Joe Biden was aware of the CEFC transaction, enabled it, and had a constitutional responsibility and obligation to the American people to shut it down before it began. This is because CEFC had been identified as a known surrogate of the Chinese Communist Party by the U.S. government and prosecutors in the Southern District of New York as far back as 2016, possibly earlier. I would encourage Congress to gather all of the exact facts and date. It is clear to me that alarm bells should have been going off in the Obama-Biden White House, and that Joe Biden should have been aware that his own administration had red flagged CEFC as a tool of the Chinese Communist Party. That should have made any business transaction with CEFC a non-starter. And let me just stop and say, holy crap, yes. Like I've been in the Senate 12 years. I don't know a senator. All right, I was about to say I don't know a senator who would do that, and then I thought about Bob Menendez. Yes, I do know a senator who's currently under indictment for corruption by being approached by Egypt. Now, Egypt happens to be an ally of ours. It's not even the Chinese Communist Party, but how the hell does any sane elected official not just walk away, but turn and run?
Yeah, and not just run, but you'd even think want to report it just to be on the record of like, hey, I was approached for this, and I want to make sure everybody knows that I knew that this was bad, and I didn't want to be involved in it. And yet, this is what the Biden family seemed to be seeking out, which is what Bobulinski is saying here. It also goes to another point of reporting. Before you read a couple more points in there that he said in his opening statement, Catherine Heritage, who actually was laid off within hours of her reporting on how Biden may have, quote, retained sensitive documents related to specific countries involving his family's foreign business dealings. This coming from the committees, we've talked to James Comer, we've talked to Jim Jordan. It said, quote, the committees require this Biden/her interview transcript. There is concern that President Biden may have retained sensitive documents related to specific countries involving his family's foreign business dealings. That is what she posted on Twitter from these documents that she got from the committees. And this was a letter that went to the Honorable Garland from these committees. And it was simply saying, we believe from what we've been told that President Biden may have retained these documents related to these countries involving his family's foreign business dealings. And further, the committee says, we seek to understand whether the White House or President Biden's personal attorneys placed any limitations or scoping restrictions during the interview that would have precluded a line of inquiry regarding evidence, emails, text messages, or witness statements directly linking the president to troublesome foreign payments. You combine that with what Bob Alinsky is saying, and they line up about 100%.
Well, that's exactly right. And recall that when Robert Hur was appointed, we said on this podcast, the tell of whether DOJ wants to cover up malfeasance by the White House is whether there is an investigation into the nexus between the documents, the classified documents that Joe Biden had illegally, and the foreign entities paying the Biden family tens of millions of dollars. And as best we can tell, that was not investigated by DOJ. Now, this is what James Comer and Jim Jordan are trying to get to the bottom of, to find out what is the connection. And you know, look, I got to stop and say, Catherine Herridge has been really a unicorn. She has been a reporter for the corporate media for CBS, and she's been willing to actually report on the Biden corruption. So what did CBS do today? They laid her off.
Yeah.
They fired her. They said, you know what? We had one person on our entire staff doing journalism. We've decided we don't need any journalism at this outlet. You're out of a job.
And by the way, not just amazing journalism, journalism that was above reproach and a history of it. And you notice, yes, I understand that layoffs happen. I get that at CBS. But she was someone that was doing unbelievable reporting at the highest level in Washington, D.C. on the biggest news stories that involve our government. And just hours after she puts this out there, like, yeah, we're going to get rid of you too. I mean, it was 3% of the workforce. You're telling me you couldn't have kept her in this very important reporting position? Give me a break.
Well, CBS is corrupt, unfortunately. So is ABC, so is NBC, so is CNN, so is MSNBC. They have all abandoned any pretense of journalism, and they are advocates. And so somehow Catherine Herridge slipped through the cracks, and CBS, it is not accidental that when they're doing layoffs, they decide, nope, we can have no dissent from the orthodoxy. We have a mission here, and that mission, let's be clear, is to defeat Donald Trump. And everything she was reporting that was inconvenient to that was contrary to their narrative, and therefore they let her go.
And they've silenced that narrative now completely by getting rid of her. Welcome to CBS News. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And I'm proud to say I have Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my phone in the top left-hand corner, it says on my home screen, Patriot. And I know that I'm making a difference every single time I pay my bill. Patriot Mobile does something that's amazing. They take a percentage of your bill every month, and they give it back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. I'm talking about standing up for free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, as well as standing with our military, our veterans, our first responders, and our wounded warriors. Now, why is this important? Well, if you're with Big Mobile, you're actually funding the left. You may not realize, but they give millions of dollars to Democratic causes, candidates, including back in the day, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And also they give big donations to Planned Parenthood. So stop giving your money to people that hate your values and switch to Patriot Mobile. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You keep your same number you have now. You can keep your same phone or upgrade to a new one, and their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. It saves you money. Go to patriotmobile.com/verdict. That's patriotmobile.com/verdict and make the switch. You can also call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You also get free activation when you use the promo code VERDICT. PatriotMobile.com/verdict or 972-PATRIOT. Now, Senator, before we get into, and I know everybody wants to hear your thoughts on this Ukraine funding bill that went, it worked its way through the Senate, I do want to connect what we just told the audience about Tony Bobulinski to something else that's also not being covered by the media. And that is the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees have released Rob Walker's transcript, as well as their finding that deal a lot more with the Chinese Communist Party's connection to this Chinese energy company, CEFC, and Chairman Yi, as well as others that were in attendance with meetings that dealt directly with Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. And when you combine the two, when you look at Bobulinski's opening statement and then you look at the testimony from Rob Walker, it paints an incredibly damning picture of Joe Biden's personal complicity. So James Comer tweeted out a series of tweets specifying exactly what it is Rob Walker said. And here's what Comer tweeted out about the Rob Walker testimony. Around the time Hunter Biden and his associates received a $3 million payment from a CEFC entity, Joe Biden attended a CEFC meeting at the Four Seasons in Washington, D.C. CEFC Chairman Yi Jingmeng and other CEFC officials were in attendance. In other words, let's just take that first tweet. Hunter Biden and his associates get $3 million at the same time Joe Biden is personally meeting with the chairman of CEFC, the Communist Party energy company. Now let's go back to what Comer put out. Hunter Biden and his associates work with CEFC, a Chinese government-linked energy company, began in February 2016 when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. However, Hunter Biden and his associates were not paid until after Joe Biden left office. Rob Walker admitted Hunter Biden's last name would, quote, probably get people in the door, and he had a letter he drafted to CEFC Director Zhang placed on Hunter Biden's letterhead because he was the son of the vice president at the time. Rob Walker's account, Robinson Walker LLC, received the $3 million payment from the CEFC entity on March 1st, 2017. The next day, he wired $1,065,000 to James Gilliar, a Biden family associate, and then over the course of several months, wired incremental payments to the Bidens totaling around $1,065,000. Rob Walker told investigators Hunter asked him to send incremental payments to various Biden accounts, including Hallie Biden and James Biden, who were not affiliated with the CEFC deal.
Now, to be clear, this goes back to exactly what James Comer said to us the last time we sat down with him, which was, this is money laundering. This is moving money from accounts to accounts.
Breaking it up in pieces, sending it all over the place, hiding where it's coming from. That's called money laundering.
Yeah, and there is no service that's being rendered by any of the Bidens that are being paid. They're not selling anything. They're not. There's no actual business activities within these accounts. It's just cleaning the money, laundering the money, and giving it to this person and that person with the Biden last name, funneling all into the Biden crime family. And this now backs that up without a shadow of a doubt that this was how they've been running business, not just for a year or two. This is apparently how they've been doing business the entire time.
Yeah, look, another thing in the Rob Walker transcript, it's not just China. It's Ukraine, it's Russia, it's Romania. Here's another portion. During the Obama-Biden administration, Hunter Biden, Rob Walker, and James Gilliar had a lucrative contract with Romanian businessman Gabriel Popovisiu, who was under investigation. Walker was unable to articulate what services the partners provided for. I don't know, what do you think would be a good amount for some Romanian businessman to hire the son of the vice president?
I mean, I'm assuming, you know, they like to deal with millions, right? So let's stick with that.
How about this? $180,000 a month.
Yeah, that's how you get to millions real fast.
$180,000 monthly from Popovisiu. The payments ended abruptly shortly after Joe Biden left the vice presidency. It ain't subtle.
No, not at all.
What services did Hunter provide? Well, those services ended as long as Daddy was no longer vice president.
By the way, if you just want to do simple math to put this in perspective of hardworking Americans, this Romanian was paying the Biden family $6,000 basically every day.
And you know what? In my experience, people don't give away money for nothing. They were getting something, and it was not complex legal advice from Hunter.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Biden.
Let's also dive in just for a second, and I want your opinion. Joe Biden over and over again, and we played the montage in the show before, of him saying, I never had anything to do with my son's business dealings. I never talked business with them. We have these firewalls between him and me. He also then, when it came to the issues of China, said, my family's never made a dime from China. We've never done business with China. I've never made any money from China. How dare you say that? And then said, you should be looking at Donald Trump and investigating him, right? That's the line. Not only was he lying on both of those accounts, he also then had this lie, which was he never talked business with him. He never met with any of his business associates. This is a new dinner we didn't know about. This is outside the Cafe Milano dinners that he had with other people from China, as well as from Russia and Romania. So it looks like the product, which was Joe Biden, and this all deals with his impeachment inquiry, was a product that had to go to dinner with some of the shadiest figures in the world to get the money flowing.
Well, listen, that's exactly right. What was being sold here, I believe, was not just access. It was favors from Joe Biden. And what is so striking about the testimony, about the transcript that was released, is how much of this connects directly to Joe. The corporate media doesn't want to focus on it, but that, of course, is exactly why the House has opened an impeachment inquiry.
Yeah, it's going to be important to see exactly what happens with this moving forward. We're going to keep you updated on it. I also want to get to this really important vote that took place in the Senate and for you to break it down. But first, let me tell you about our friends over at Freedom Gold. You may have seen what happened on Wall Street with the inflation numbers that have come out, and there were some big losses on Wall Street, one of the worst days we've had in a long time. And that is exactly why many people are looking to gold right now around the world to protect their hard-earned assets. Inflation is heavily eroding your purchasing power. It's putting your savings, your retirement accounts, and the future, your future legacy at risk. That is why Freedom Gold is here to help you. If you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential. That is why I have gold and silver, physical gold and silver, in my safe from Freedom Gold. And right now, you should check out what they can do to help you protect your hard-earned dollars. You can learn how to add gold and silver to your IRA, or you can have it shipped to your home. You can safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver and take control of your financial future. Their number, 1-800-655-8843. 1-800-655-8843. The other thing is, you need to ask them if you qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver as well. Go to freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. That's freedomgoldusa.com/verdict. And also call them, 1-800-655-8843. Protect your hard-earned assets. Senator, there are a lot of Americans that are very angry that so many Republicans defected and did this deal with Democrats to send more funding to Ukraine than will be spent to secure our southern border, putting Americans last and putting others first around the world. And this money we don't have, we're going to have to borrow this money. We're going to have to pay interest on this money. And it seems like there's no end in sight for the obsession with sending money to Ukraine. We're sending more money to them than to Israel as well. Why did so many Democrats get along so well with so many Republicans on this one? How is it that so many Republicans can't just stand their ground?
Well, it's incredibly frustrating. Look, you and I are recording this. It is 10:07 p.m. Texas time on Tuesday night. I started this day this morning at a little after 5 a.m. voting on the Senate floor. And the reason we were voting at 5 a.m. is because Chuck Schumer had kept the Senate in all night in order to try to force this vote through, and he succeeded. The vote was 70 to 29. In other words, 70 senators voted yes, 29 voted no. All the Democrats except three voted for the funding bill. And yet, there were just 29 of us. I was a no. There were 29 of us, and that was 26 Republicans and three Democrats who voted no. And listen, my reasons for voting no, we've talked about at length, but it's worth revisiting. There are elements of this bill that I support. There are even elements of this bill that I strongly support. So, for example, this bill includes emergency military funding for Israel. I think that is incredibly important. I think we should have passed that months ago. This bill includes funding to help Taiwan defend itself against communist China. I think that is very important for U.S. national security. And then, most notably, this bill contains tens of billions of dollars of funding for Ukraine. Now, my views on that are mixed. I think it is very important that Russia lose and Putin loses. And there are certainly circumstances in which I would be willing to support military funding for Ukraine to stop Russia, because I think that's in the United States' interest. However, just a couple of months ago, every single Republican in the Senate, we stood united and we made a united stand. We said, we will not fund additional money for Ukraine unless and until we secure our own border. That we're not going to spend billions to secure the border of another nation until America secures our border, and we're not going to spend billions to stop the invasion of another country until we stop the invasion of our own country. Now, when I said that, I meant it. Unfortunately, I think for a lot of my colleagues, they did not. Because as you know, what happened was Chuck Schumer and the Democrats refused to negotiate and agree to meaningful border security. Instead, they demanded a bill that in many ways would have made the border crisis worse, would have codified Joe Biden's open borders. And when, as soon as the bill text was released, they negotiated in secret. Within 24 hours, the bill had collapsed because everyone reading it realized it was a terrible bill. What Republican leadership did next, I think, was indefensible. They said, okay, well, if you people don't like Chuck Schumer's open border proposal, then never mind. We'll just pass all the funding with nothing on the border at all. I think that is an absurd position. But unfortunately, 70 senators just cast a vote that way.
So what happens now? Because what we're hearing is that this could move the House side. Speaker Johnson has indicated no, or probably not, this isn't going to happen. And then now Democrats, apparently, Joaquin Jeffries is saying, all right, well, they're going to get together and they're going to get a game plan to basically ram this down everyone's throat. What would that look like? And what does that mean moving forward? On top of the fact that the House majority for Republicans just got slimmer as well tonight because we've lost a special election.
Well, that's exactly right. Look, if it is up to House leadership, if it's up to the Speaker of the House, this bill will not pass. The Speaker has said so unequivocally that the House is not going to take up and pass any military funding for Ukraine unless and until it contains serious and meaningful border security. And by the way, the House has already passed strong border security legislation. That is H.R. 2. The House passed that months ago. Chuck Schumer refused to take it up. I introduced H.R. 2 in the Senate. I'm the author of H.R. 2 in the United States Senate. I had it as an amendment to this bill. And by the way, I was clear. I said, you know what? If we pass H.R. 2, I'll vote for this bill. If we pass strong legislation that forces Joe Biden to secure the border, I'm on board. And Schumer said not just no, but hell no, refused to allow a vote on H.R. 2. When we were voting this morning, I was trying very hard to get a vote. Schumer locked down and blocked every single amendment vote. What I expect Republican leadership in the House to do is to take up this bill and to attach strong border security to it and then send it back to the Senate. That's what I think is likely to happen. There is a chance, and you referenced it, there's some Democrats talking about trying to do what's called a discharge petition, which is all the House Democrats teaming up with a handful of hawkish Republicans to basically overrule the Speaker of the House and force the bill onto the floor. I don't think that will happen, and it is the sort of move that would be just absolute rebellion by the rank and file Republican members. But that is really what Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer's plan is to try to use this bill to directly attack the Republican Speaker of the House. And I got to say, Ben, I don't understand why Senate Republican leadership is trying to lead the attack on House Republican leadership.
Well, one final question on this. What was in it for Republicans that just caved on this? I mean, I know, and I'm cynical because I've been around it probably too long, and you're probably, you see it every day, so you're cynical too. I'm like, all right, so what did you get? Like, to make you not listen to the American people and just go along with this, what was the incentive there to side with the Democrats?
So let me be a little more forgiving in this sense. You know, there are folks that said, what did they get? They're compromised. Look, in my experience, that's not how Washington works. I don't think there's anybody with a folder of people having, you know, sexual relations with barnyard animals. And I don't think this is compromise. I don't think it's, and I also don't think for the people who voted for this, that what did they get? I don't think that they're like the Biden family in terms of making millions of dollars off of this. I don't think that's why it happened. At least among the Republicans, I think a great many of them passionately believe that it is in America's interest for Ukraine to beat Russia. And I understand that sentiment. I think Russia's winning this war would be very, very bad for America, and over the long term would be much more expensive for American taxpayers than it would be to defeat Russia and Ukraine. So I want Russia to lose. And I think it's combined with there are a lot of Republican senators that basically they don't like a fight. And in any given fight, when you ask them, all right, let's hold the line and say we won't do this unless we get real border security, they look at you and say, well, Chuck Schumer would never do that. And I don't understand why they expect Chuck Schumer to stand strong and never blink. And yet their solution is always, well, therefore, we got to give Schumer what he wants. But that's temperamentally the view of far too many Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough year for the Republicans, especially on the House side, as their majority has gotten even slimmer after we have lost a special election in New York today as well. We're going to keep you updated on all this, especially on what's happening with the Biden crime family and these new testimony and documents coming out in the impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Don't forget to please share this podcast on social media, wherever you are, on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, Telegram, wherever you are. Write us a 5-star review. It actually helps us tremendously reach a new audience on the charts, and that would help as well. And again, hit that follow, subscribe button as we do this show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the Senator and I will see you back here as well on Friday morning.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. And I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investments to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that historically delivers sound returns. Learn more now at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.